think I missed it. Friend, I'm not sure. No, no, no. Whatever that feeling, give me some more.
I heard complete control in part of those lyrics, and that's the least amount of control you're going to hear for the next, or that'll be the most amount of control you're going to hear for the next hour, because you are tuned in to Noontime Public Affairs with Rick and Adam, the computer show once a month we do on the third Wednesday of the month, and this is the third Wednesday of November, so we are here from noon to one, and by we, I mean me, Rick Castellini, because my buddy Adam is working. And so, unfortunately, he may or may not make it in. I'm hoping he can swing it and make it over. But I am very happy to be joined by Jody Bourne, who drove in from Vail today. Brave the weather.
You can call me Adam if you want, so you don't get confused.
Okay, if I do, don't take it personally. And Jody, the reason why we invited her in, and I'm glad Adam remembered to do that. He said the other day, he said, Rick, can I invite Jody? I said, gosh, I could have had a V8. I said, of course, that'd be perfect. Jody is the reason I've met Jody through Twitter, and on Twitter she announced that she is going to start an Ignite club in Vail. Would you call it a club?
No, I wouldn't just necessarily call it a club, a community event.
A community event.
Yeah.
And it's called Ignite, and Ignite, we're going to talk about this throughout the hour here with Jody, if you want to stay the whole hour. I don't know how much time you have.
Well,
I didn't even ask you
we'll
that.
We'll see if you keep me, you know, excited about being here.
Okay. So do you have an hour?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Jody is, again, driving in from Vail. She came in for other reasons, but Adam accosted her and said, can you come and join us on the show? Because I volunteered to be on the committee with Jody, on her committee, to help the Ignite get off the ground in Vail.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about what Ignite is. If you know what Ignite is, you can call us up and tell us about your experiences with Ignite at 241-8801. Extension 1, and since I am the one running the board, be patient on the phones. I will get you up as soon as I can on the phone, but I am a non-board operator. If things have buttons, I don't do well. If they have clicks and mice and keyboards, I can do okay. But 241-8801, extension 1 is the phone number if you want to talk to Jody or myself about anything computer-related, or if you want to learn about Ignite, and we are going to learn about Ignite here in the next hour. You can call us up and do that. You can tweet questions to me at helpmerick.com. I love to get the tweet questions during the show. You can also still tweet Adam at Talking Digital, and he will forward them on to me. Right, Adam? Adam's out there, I'm sure, listening on streaming here on KAFM Radio, 88.1 Grand Junction. I know I got to get that in the legal, make us legal once an hour or something like that, but I usually do it more. Or if you know Jody and you're listening via streaming and you want to feed Jody some questions, her Twitter is at
Wild Blue Bug.
There you go. I want to say Wild Blue Hog.
Hog?
I don't know why. I associated it maybe one time.
Should I be offended?
I don't know. I kind of associated with a Harley rider. I don't know why I did that. And so finally, when I was typing up the blog post, it kind of... You know, you think Wild Hogs, the movie?
Sure.
Remember the wild? And I don't know. That's the way my mind works. It's just nuts. I do have a tweet here from DJS Morton. She retweeted us that I was almost here. So I am here.
You are here.
I am here. And
I can
so is
testify
Jody.
To that.
And we are on the air. And KFM, I'm sure, cringes for about an hour every month when we're here, but that's okay. That's what we're here to do. So 241-8801, extension 1. You've got all the ways to get a hold of us, Twitter or the phone line. That's the best way to get a hold of us, 241-8801. A couple quick news items this week. And since you're kind of here as my guest, Jody, you can feel free to pipe in and add your commentary.
Okay.
Because there was a weird thing that happened earlier this week that Apple took off the iTunes store for about maybe 12 hours, 14 hours, something like that. And they had a little thing there that said, be prepared to be amazed for the first time or something on the next day. And so Apple likes to make a big deal about everything. And then the rumor came out that they got the Beatles to be able to be in the iTunes. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, especially techie people like myself, said, well, who cares? Oh. The Beatles have been around for a long time. And people that have the Beatles... they already have it on their iTunes because they've ripped their CDs and that kind of thing. But I guess it's a big deal in the music world. I just think it was kind of funny. I just thought it was kind of a little bit over the top of promotion to say, hey, we got the Beatles. And I know it's a big thing. I mean, because no one's had the Beatles for many, many years. They've been very aloof at becoming digital. But now iTunes has it. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm aloof.
Are you aloof?
Well, I'm one of those people that all of my music comes through iTunes.
Okay. So you're happy there,
then. It's probably been a good 5, 6, 7 years since I've owned a compact disc, a CD.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And obviously probably another 20 years since I owned a record. So having immediate access to the Beatles, hey Jude, you know.
You're excited.
Sure.
Cool. Cool. Well, it's obviously a big feather in their cap for iTunes, as if iTunes wasn't popular enough already.
That's true.
Adding the Beatles is just kind of the nail in the coffin. I think that's probably what they feel too. It's just going to really solidify their place in the market of digital music. I just got a text from Adam. So Adam's listening on the radio.
Hi, Adam.
He says, I'm not looking at my screen. I'm doing this with my voice on text because he has a droid.
Sweet.
And so he's texting with voice, and he is on his way. So he apparently finished up his work, and he's on his way. So that's good because I do work better on the opposite side of the board than I do on the board side. But 241-8801, extension 1 is the phone number, or you can tweet me at HelpMeRick. You can tweet Adam at Talking Digital, or our guest today, Jody Bourne from Vail, at
Wild
Blue Bug.
Bug, not
wild,
hog.
Yeah, Wild Blue Bug. And then one other quick thing that I just found about earlier on Twitter when I was trying to quickly scan is that Google Docs editing, which I'm a big Google Docs fan, as you know, is finally coming to the Android, the iPhone, and the iPad.
Nice.
So that's very cool. There's a lot of apps out there that attempt to do it, but they all have varying degrees of success. So I think it's going to be nice that Google's going to do that natively. So that'll be kind of fun. Do you use Google Docs?
Well, on my computer, never on my iPhone.
Well, I haven't on my iPhone either, because you couldn't, unless you had an app.
Even when you can, wouldn't that be too small?
I guess just for small editing. And I write articles, so if I'm able to jam in a few sentences here and there, hey, why not? So I'm excited about that. Okay, so let's talk about Ignite. We've invited Jody in. Ignite is, how old is Ignite? Do you know how old it is?
The very first Ignite was in Seattle.
Good
of
for
2006.
You. Very good.
Ooh,
I'm on the site and she found it, yeah. And now explain what Ignite is, just briefly.
Well, there's two parts to Ignite. There is the speaking part and then there's the what they call the make part.
Okay.
The speaking part is... Normally, the event lasts about 2 hours, so they can fit in about 15 artists, technologists, philosophers, really anybody in the community that submits a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
The catch with that presentation is they only have 5 minutes, and to make it even more difficult, they only have 20 PowerPoint slides, which they speak to.
And they're all on PowerPoint.
All on PowerPoint.
You have to use PowerPoint.
You have to use PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. So 20 slides, but the kicker is they automatically advance every 15 seconds.
Right.
So if you don't have your thoughts together and you haven't practiced 10 billion times, it could be a very challenging...
In and up front of an audience, live.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And the topics, as you mentioned, can be wide varying from environmental issues to political issues to just maybe how to tell a joke.
Right.
How to change a tire. I mean, all these crazy things and Ignite puts up a lot of almost all the videos are on the Ignite website.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very quick and snappy to watch since they're only 5 minutes. But people do a tremendous job on presenting some of their topics. And so you learn a lot in 5 minutes.
Well, the awesome thing is the people who submit these presentations, it's, I would say, 99% of the time something that they're passionate about.
Right.
So even without the slides, the fact that they get that 5 minutes to say what they're thinking, to tell everybody what they're passionate about, to give their opinion on the world, their environment around them, you know.
Right. And they're local, right? Because it's a community, so it's all based in your community. So they try to keep the speakers local, don't they?
Right.
That's one of the tenets of the Ignite is you want to try to bring the local community together and bring that expertise that is around us.
Exactly. And even though it's called Ignite Vail, mm-hmm. I had to pick a central location. And I'm actually in Minturn. I'm not even in Vail, so I'm off the highway.
Okay.
But I figured Vail was a well-known name.
Right.
And everybody in the mountain area would hope know that they're included in that community.
Sure. Now, how about the make? You said that there's the presentation part, and then there's the make. What's the make?
Not all of the Ignites do this part. Okay. But one of the founders of Ignite was somebody who worked for Etsy.com. And I don't know if you're familiar with that site. Mm-hmm. People make homemade goods and put them up there for sale. Well, she's one of the founders.
Okay.
And so they included a make portion of this where folks are sometimes given a set of paper, popsicle stick, whatever.
Okay.
And then this group of people is challenged to make something out of the items that
they're given. I like that. Are you going to include that in Ignite Vail?
The hope is to do that. This is our first one. So we're going to focus on the speaker part. And then if we are able to incorporate the make part, even better.
Very good. And you can follow, Jody has created a Twitter for Ignite Vail, and it's just at Ignite Vail.
Exactly.
Correct?
Yeah.
And then the website is ignitevail.org.
.org, .com.
You got them all.
.net. Do you recommend that, getting them all?
I think if you have the finances to do that, I think it works well because then especially if it becomes popular, you don't want somebody to put a .net that makes you look bad on the .com or vice versa. So if you got the funding, why not?
Sure. And
you'll talk to Matt. I talked to Matt last night. He used to have over 50 domains or something like crazy like that as a small business person. And he said he's kind of pared it down to around 25, but that's still a lot of domains to have to manage.
Well, some people sell those domains. They they find a cool one and then
they cyber sit on them or what? Yeah, they
oh, is that the technical term? Well,
when you were in Oklahoma, you were what was it when you were sitting on the land? You were a squatter, cyber squatter. That's what they call it. If you're a cyber squatter, it means you own a domain you're hoping to sell to someone. So see, if I was a little bit clever and a little bit quicker than you, I could have bought Ignite Vail and then sold it to you.
Oh, I wouldn't have bought it. In fact,
you would have come up with something different.
Well, Ignite Vail, want to point out that is a nonprofit type organization. We don't have a 503. What's the nonprofit designation? We don't have that yet, but it is completely funded by the community as far as finding a venue and getting a website up and food at the event.
Right.
So having this committee.
So how big is the committee going to have to be? Do you have an idea how big a committee you need to get Ignite Vail off the ground?
Well, my first inclination was if I have to do this by myself because nobody knows what it is, I'll do it.
So you were willing to take it all on?
Crazily enough.
So how many people have stepped up?
Well, we have our first organizer meeting tomorrow in Edwards at the Alpine Arts Center. And so far,
5 p.m.?
Starts at 5:30.
5:30.
And I've actually set up an online talk box, don't have to physically be there for the event. But so far, 8 folks have RSVP'd. So if there's a committee of 8, that'll blow me out of the water. That would make life easier on me and
make the first one a success.
Sure.
Very nice. So that's really good. So it starts at 5:30. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if I can't get away early enough to be able to attend virtually.
Oh, okay.
But I did notice in one of your updates on the Ignite website or on Twitter or somewhere, you're going to explain Ignite to some of these new volunteers using an Ignite technique.
Well, I figure I only have a captive audience for that hour. I don't want to keep anybody past 6:30. So I thought, well, what better way to drive home how Ignite works by explaining what Ignite is in 5 minutes with 20 slides and make them auto-advance every 15 seconds.
So you're going to do – now, is this one that's a pre-prepared one or is this one you put together?
I haven't put it together yet, but I figured I can wing it.
Now, you told me off the air before we got on the air today here on the KFM Noontime Public Affairs radio show that you were a participant as a photographer in Ignite Baltimore.
That's where I got inspired.
Did you do any presentations there or just the photography?
Oh, I think at this point I might be a little chicken to do a presentation myself.
Well, so you're still not considering even doing the presentation in Vail.
I figure I'm giving back by helping to organize it.
Very cool. Okay. Good enough.
I applaud anybody who would be able to speak about their passion in front of people and be able to do it with those time constraints. But Ignite Baltimore was where I got inspired. I got to photograph two of them. Mm-hmm. So I got to hear all the speeches. I got to see kind of behind the scenes of how they organized it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, hey, we don't have one in this area. I know Steamboat Springs has one. And
how long
been
have
able
they been doing
attend.
Theirs at Steamboat?
I'm not sure, actually.
Because I'd heard of the Fort Collins one, but I had not heard of the one in Steamboat until you mentioned it.
And they may be just getting off the ground, too, because I haven't found a lot of information on what they've produced yet.
And geographically, that's not too close, do you think?
No, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, maybe there's some spillover, I don't know.
At least from Vail, it's, what, about 3 hours or so?
Is it to get up to Steamboat? Because you got to go over both passes and then up, or one of the passes and then up north.
Right.
I don't know.
Definitely
sure.
easier from Grand Junction.
I've only gone, up this back road, and that's quite a ways, too, to go up through Rifle in that area. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Well, if there's anybody listening to us streaming from outside Colorado, they're probably wondering what all these cities are. But and we do get calls from around the country, so if you're calling us, it's 970-241-8801, extension 1. We're talking with Jody Byrne about Ignite Vail. But again, we don't have to talk about Ignite. If you have a computer question, that's what we're here for. Free computer advice. It's the only time of the month you're going to be able to get that. And I've talked to some clients this week that there is a lot of bad advice floating around the valley. So take advantage of KFM's opportunity that they're giving you to ask someone who can give you unbiased, clean advice. I call my advice clean because I don't sell anything. And so if I'm not selling anything, I can be pretty much non-biased.
Excellent.
So give us a call, 241-8801. Extension 1, and we will get you on the air. Or again, if you're curious about this Ignite, give us a call. Now, when you went to the few in, how many did you do? Two in Baltimore?
Two in Baltimore.
Have you attended any others?
No, but I've seen a lot of presentations online.
Okay, so now the ones you saw live in Baltimore, is there one or two that really stand out at you?
One was actually a teenager that did one.
On
Don't Think Teenagers Are Stupid. Was basically along the lines of her speech.
Okay.
And she was actually a teen activist who was very active in her community and probably did more than most adults in the community did. So
I wondered, was that one kind of featured on the Ignite site?
Oh, possibly.
Because it seems a little bit familiar. I'm not sure. But if you go to the Ignite site, at helpmerick.com, my website, I've got the links to all these. See, now the last one in Fort Collins was September 22nd.
Oh, okay.
See, and I missed that one. There was one in London. Baltimore had one in September. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Did we get that one?
Yeah, they asked me to photograph it, but obviously I didn't want to fly out.
Okay. All right.
And I know Ignite Boulder's taking submissions or just closed their submissions right now, so that means their event will be coming soon.
Oh, they're doing one in Boulder as well. Mm-hmm. Well, so shoot, Boulder and Fort Collins, then why am I worried about Steamboat Vail? There's no problem there. There's one in Dublin in February.
There you go. Go to Ireland.
And then,
Ignite.
See, that's all they have on the main page. I don't know if they put all of them up there or not.
Well, there's going to be what they call a worldwide Ignite that's going to be happening the second week of February. So a lot of us are trying to sync up with that week so that everywhere around the world for that whole week, there's going to be Ignites going on.
Ignites. And where did the word Ignite come from?
Well, you asked me a question I don't know the answer to.
Well, you knew the date of the first one.
Oh, I knew who started it. I knew the first one. I know it was inspired by, I think there were 2-minute talks. Pechacucha?
That's what I was just looking up, because that's a Japanese term.
Oh, okay.
And the pechacucha, I don't know how you pronounce it for sure, is a Japanese form of quick... kind of impromptu, I don't know if theirs are impromptu or planned, but they're quick presentations designed to get people in and out of meetings so that you're not sitting there forever dying by PowerPoint.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. And so, and there was a thing just on NPR recently about that. And then they talked about Ignite being kind of an extension of that same philosophy. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I think it's wonderful. We do live in a world where there's a lot of information presented to us. Some of it, I think I call it almost like the USA Today graph kind of presentations, because I learn a lot just from reading little charts.
Right.
And that's why I like to read the editorial page and read the editorial comics, and because editorial comics can say a lot in one little frame. And that's why I'm excited about Ignite, to not only participate as a volunteer, maybe get a chance to present.
Oh, what would you present about?
Well, I've been thinking about that. And I've been thinking about that since I've been kind of looking at the Fort Collins one. I'd probably do something on computer security, mm-hmm. because I'm very passionate about that, because to me, computer security is the number one bane of computers. And it doesn't have to be as hard as it is. And I think a lot of people get snookered out there by their security because they're not taking the time to learn just a little bit of information to make themselves safe.
Right.
So that's one of the things I'm passionate about. So it'd probably be something computer related, I'm thinking. I would have to really kind of, if I got a chance to do it, and I would have to do some more. I'd probably watch some more to get some more ideas.
Well, there's an Ignite Veil Facebook page. So facebook.com/IgniteVeil.
Okay.
And nearly every day I put up one of the videos from one of the Ignite speakers from different locations.
Good.
So you might get some inspiration that way. And then I have that feeding over to Twitter. So if you're just a Twitter person and you follow Ignite Veil, those videos will show up over there as well.
Very cool.
But how do you feel about the format? Are you one to speak?
Oh, yeah. I have no problem with that at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have no problem with, because I've been in front of audiences forever, and I'm an instructor. I'm a teacher.
Right.
By nature.
I've heard teachers can be long-winded, though.
Well, and I can, but that's the nice thing, is this will help me focus. Because if I need to focus, I can do it. And,
right.
I do a two-hour presentation every month for the last 12 years here in the Grand Valley, and I've been asked to go to various places and give 5 to 10 minute speeches. And so I have no problem narrowing down my thoughts to the audience. But I think it's also the neat thing about it is it does make you get rid of the fluff.
Sure.
Because when it all is said and done, if you can say things in fewer words, it has more impact.
Right.
And so that's what I'm looking forward to trying.
I guess sales and marketing people have to do that all the time. They have their little elevator presentation that they need to have ready to go.
Absolutely, because they feel like they have just a real narrow time to make sure they're getting their point across. Because no matter how nice a person they are, how knowledgeable they are, if they can't make that first impression,
right,
they're not going to get a sale.
Right.
I would not like that. I would not be a good salesperson. I would not. That's not me. I'm not a salesperson. All right, 241-8801, extension 1. We're talking with Jody Bourne from Ignite Veil. She lives in Minturn now, she just mentioned. You can tweet if you know how to tweet, and you know Jody. You can tweet her at WildBlueBug. You don't have to know.
You don't have to know.
You don't have to know. You can just send her a question. Or you can tweet me at HelpMeRick. And Adam, who says he's on his way, he has Latitude turned on, which is Google Latitudes. You can see location.
Right.
And Adam, I don't have Google Latitude on my phone, so I can't see where you are. But I appreciate that you're doing that. Please be safe on the road, Mr. Adam. We have a question here from at Kedowell. He's asking me what app is Adam using to text with voice. And that's the cool thing, Mr. Kettlewell, is that the Android phones, all of the Android phones, one of the big features for me, to me it's almost the killer feature for Android operating system, is the ability to data input. Anywhere you can put data, you can use your voice. So there's a microphone on the keyboard. You just hit the microphone, and you text or you talk, and you're on your way. Now, there are some things that you can do with the iPhone that are a little more cumbersome. There's one called Vlingo. Have you heard of Vlingo?
I haven't.
V-L-I-N-G-O, Vlingo. And it's a free app. And you can actually do the same thing. I could say, text Jody, and then save my text, and then it'll send it.
That's so much safer.
It's very nice. And it's not quite as elegant as the being part of the operating system like the Android, but it's a nice close second.
Sure.
And then Dragon Naturally Speaking. Are you familiar with Dragon?
No.
It's a voice to text. It's been around for a long time for doing dictation. And if you write articles, you don't want to type, or if you have carpal tunnel, you can just speak instead of type.
Ah.
And it's been a standard for a long time, and they have a free app for the iPhone that works real well, called Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Oh, I'll have to play.
So that's a couple of those. Let's see. I'm looking here.
Oh, wait. And
did you get one?
At Kettlewell on Twitter wanted to clarify, 501C, I was at a loss for what the nonprofit designation was, so I appreciate that.
Good. And then Kettlewell also says he's listening online, on the online stream. Beautiful. And he says, is there an 800 number? Nope, not an 800 number, but as we know, Mr. Kettlewell, the The nice thing about phones today is they're pretty cheap. Long distance is very cheap. 970-241-8801, extension 1. If you got a cell phone, everybody tells me I don't pay for long distance, I have a cell phone. Well, pick it up, give us a call, and you can join the fray. And
guess who just walked in?
Guess what the cat drug in?
Cat. Hey.
You told me you were on Latitude.
Number 2.
I've got you on. You're on.
Oh, am I?
You are live.
I hear you.
Adam Cochran is live on the radio.
There you go.
Adam, meet Jody. Jody, meet Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Glad you could make it.
Yeah, me too.
So did you finish all your stuff there at the...
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we got a phone call here real quick, so we're going to go to the phones. Sorry, Adam, we're going to cut you off.
No problem.
Welcome to the Noontime Public Affairs. This is Rick.
Oop. Yes, hi, Rick.
Oh, there he is.
Joe.
Hey, Joe, how can we help you?
Yes, got a couple questions, but here's the one that's most pressing. I have a 2-year-old HP... Office Jet Pro,
okay,
all in one, mm-hmm. And it's worked really great. Except after 2 years, it's taking longer to start.
Hmm.
In other words,
the
I've
printer's taken longer to boot up.
The printer, yes.
Wow.
It's gone from like a minute and a half. It's gone to 4 minutes.
Wow.
To go through all the whirls and clicks and clacks, and then it finally gets back to where it should be.
Okay. So your question is how to make that faster?
How's that now?
Is that your question, how to make that faster?
Well, obviously something has changed. I mean, when it was brand new, it booted up. I mean, it started in a minute and a half at most.
Yeah. Well, here's what I would do. One of two things. On the HP computers, there is a universal reset that you can do on the printer. And what you do is you unplug the power from the printer, and you leave it unplugged for about 4 to 5 minutes. I think that's plenty. And then you hold the power button down before you plug in the power back into the printer. You hold the power button on the printer. Hold it down for about 30 seconds. Keep holding it as you're plugging it in. So you may need a second person to help you if you can't reach around to get everything. But hold the power button for 30 seconds, then plug it back in. Continue to hold the power button for another 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right? And that'll reset some of the settings in the printer. May or may not help in your situation. But the other thing I would suggest is why ever turn it off? Just leave it on. It's not going to hurt anything. It's not going to burn a bunch of electricity. You're not going to dry out your inks any further by turning it off.
I don't think I've ever turned off my printer in my life.
Yeah, it's just not necessary.
Wow, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you called us.
I didn't even know there was a power button.
I didn't know the trick was a power button. Okay, okay. Got time for another one here.
Okay, quickly, go for it.
Sure. I have, a situation where I want to do a screen capture, and
okay.
I've enlarged the screen, and it blows out to the full size of the monitor, and I have a capture program. Maybe you're familiar with it. It's called MySnap.
MySnap. No, I haven't seen that. There's a bunch out there. You're trying to just take a screen, just one image capture, or are you trying to do video capture?
No, an image capture.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And you want to get a particular part of the screen?
Well, exactly right. And this will do it.
And you have a newer system, so it's Windows Vista or Windows 7, right?
No, it's a XP.
Oh, so it's more than 2 years old.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, the printer was 2 years old. I'm sorry. I'm back on the computer.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there's a couple things you can do. I'm not familiar with the MySnap. You'll have to check the MySnap setting. Usually, most of the screen capture settings will allow you to tell the program whether you want to capture a part of the screen or you want to capture the whole screen. But you can also do the same thing very inexpensively and easily with the built-in tools by clicking the print screen button on your keyboard. Have you tried that?
Yes, off and on. That's good for the total screen, but if you want it to focus like on one area, that's where this MySnap comes
okay.
in.
Okay. Well, so what's your question? What's it not doing?
Oh, okay. Yes. to get the full size on the screen, I forget what I clicked on Firefox, but it blew the whole picture up so that I lost my top bar. Mm-hmm. I didn't really lose it, but it disappeared.
You pushed F11 to go full screen. F11 toggles Firefox between full screen and normal screen with your toolbars and your title bar.
That's what I need. F11.
F11.
Got it. All right. Heck. That's wonderful.
All right.
Okay. Got one more. I'll call you back later, though.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, 241-8801. That's how we do it. You can call. And now we have three people that can answer your question, myself, Mr. Adam, and Miss Jody.
Do you help people with Macs, too?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So do you have a Mac question? It's a good time to ask it.
I'm a Mac user, so when you were answering that question, I wouldn't have had the first clue of what
to
say.
Macs, the screen capture on that is Command.
I would have a Command, what is it, Command?
W?
No, Command Shift 4.
That's right.
But that's Command Shift 4 saves the zone.
Right.
Command Shift 3, I think,
lets
saves
you choose
the window or choose it. I can't remember. I always use Command Shift 4.
I always look it up when I
like to draw my own zones.
Or there's another neat little, and I'm going to make sure it's still available.
Okay.
There is a neat tool from our other screen capture. We used to use Snagit.
Yep.
And it's Camtasia.
Camtasia.
But they have a free tool called Jing.
Now, Jing.
And that's for the Mac,
that's
too.
That's for video, though, right?
No, it does
either. Oh, it does still, too? Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, I know Jing works
very
well.
And it's still available for Mac and PC
at
techsmith.com/Jing.
Now, that's a Web 2.0 thing, isn't it?
No.
Do you install it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a little installation. It's a little tool.
I get them all confused. I don't do this stuff as much as I used to. So,
now you're doing that crazy stuff. Adam sent me earlier. I told him I was working on a slow computer. And then he texts me. What did you text me? I'm doing some Telnet sessions trying to test NFS on Windows following the command DM. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Are you learning that stuff?
I have to. I'm not an expert at it by any means. A lot of times I turn to the geek next to me and I say, okay, give me the command for this because I have no idea what I'm doing here. And
but you got everything finished
that
commands. You need to get done?
Yeah, I went through. Yeah.
Or do you got to go back out?
No, I'm done for now, but I never know. I'm always on call for that job. So
very cool.
Yeah, it's very.
You said you enjoy it. You enjoy doing that.
Oh, yeah. Basically, I'm troubleshooting airplane hardware components that go. Yeah, it's interesting.
It kind of scares me that Adam's doing that.
Yeah. I know. Trust me. There's lots of people who test it when I get done. I'm just running it through to make sure there's no. I do stuff like when I'm writing a file to the drive and I yank out the drive. Mm-hmm. Does it crash the whole system or does it just let it reset?
Those are experiments that.
Yeah, I got to try to break. I do the QA testing on some airplane parts.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. All right, 241-8801 extension 1. So Adam, how much of the Ignite conversation did you get in?
You know what? I just turned on. I just heard you talking about how you need to have your elevator presentation and all of that. I'm pretty familiar with Ignite. I've always liked it, and I spend a lot of time on that website. So
very cool. And so now you talked about February being the Ignite. What did you call that?
Global. That's right.
Global week, basically, all around the world. Because there's been presentations in Ireland, in England. What are you pointing at me?
No, you keep talking. I'm tweeting.
There you go.
All around the world, we're trying to sync up for the second week of February so that for an entire week, there will be Ignite presentations everywhere.
Now, Ignite is pretty cool because when they started, it was just a project by one of the founders of O'Reilly, the publishing company. Isn't that right?
Exactly.
Okay. And he just kind of had this idea, let's put these little 5-minute presentations together. Basically, it's like a mini TED conference. If you watch any of the TED videos, maybe you've already mentioned that.
No, I didn't.
It's kind of a mini TED conference. So if you like to hear people talk about stuff they know about and all of that, it's really interesting. But what I love about it is it's so quick. Recently, I showed my students at the college one of the more popular Ignite conferences or sessions where a guy demonstrates how you should go about buying a new car.
Oh.
And he just goes through very, very quickly on everything, the whole process of how to get the best deal on a car. And after 5 minutes, you knew as much as what you'd probably learn from going to an entire 2-hour session on how to buy a new car.
Sure, because
the guy just hit the bullet points and talked so fast that you had a lot of information crammed in that small amount of time. And anyway, but you know, after this founder, I forget his name, started this Ignite
Brady.
Conference. What's his name?
Brady. And in fact, he still is actively involved with all of us.
Cool.
So he'll retweet some stuff that comes from other Ignite places.
Excellent.
He keeps his finger on it.
Where does he work out of? Cool.
Oh, good question.
You're not sure where he is? Yeah. That's a cool thing about the internet is you meet these people.
Doesn't
you're not
really
sure.
Matter.
Yeah, you know where they are.
It doesn't matter.
You know his Twitter, right? He's on
right.
Twitter. That's where he's at.
That's right. That's right.
What's important to point out, though, is, you know, we mentioned that elevator speech, but this is completely a non-commercial type event. It's not for a company to come out and tell everybody what they do in 5 minutes. It's for you to talk on a subject that you're passionate about.
Right. Right. And it really is incredible. But I think it's neat because now there's an awareness happening for Ignite that, you know, some of us have known about it for a couple of years or, you know, for a while since it debuted. But it just seems to be compounding or, you know, increasing exponentially.
Growing, yeah.
Really. I mean, I saw on their website they were bragging that they had, you know, 100 shows or something last year. I forget what it was. There was the number 100 was out there. And here they are with this global thing, and this is going to happen. I imagine they'll have, you know, a couple hundred, and just
oh, easily. And there are locations, like when I learned from Ignite Baltimore, they just started at one time a year, and now they're on number 8, and they've started doing them twice a year.
Yeah.
So they're that popular.
Wow.
I just hope that we don't get any, what are the people that play with fire? What are they called? The pyromaniacs.
Yeah, no pyromaniacs.
Thinking that these
Ignite. Yeah.
You know, I just hope that doesn't come about.
I love the word, though. It is such a great word to describe how the whole thing works, because really it's a small idea. It catches fire. It teaches people through education, and it gets people excited about something. And then it leads to more events that do the same thing. I think it's an excellent educational tool.
Well, I think what's also fun for me is that because it is community run and you're drawn from the local area, you and I both know Adam doesn't do it anymore, but from traveling around just the Grand Valley, I meet tons of people that are doing the craziest things you never knew were going on in the Grand Valley, like even what you're doing today, doing airplane testing out in Palisade.
Yeah,
you know, you wouldn't think that these things are going on in your community, and there are lots of experts all around us, and to be able to try to bring those people out of their shells and out into the open and present their knowledge and share it is a wonderful thing.
And Adam brought up a good point about the whole Ignite word. One thing that we're going to incorporate as well is an ignition grant. And I got this idea from Ignite Baltimore, where any funds that they do receive above and beyond what they need to produce the event, they give towards a grant. So people can submit anything saying, I need $200 to start this awesome project.
Oh, that's really cool.
Will you help me?
Oh, that's cool.
And the community actually would get to vote to decide what type of programs get that money.
Very neat. Now, how often, if like, say, Baltimore has been going on for a while, how often do they try to meet? How often do they try to do an actual show? I call it a show, but a gathering or a presentation?
Well, they just started doing it once a year, and now they're to the point that they do it twice a year.
Okay.
In March, and then they just had one a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because I noticed at Fort Collins, I think I told you about it, Adam, earlier this summer, right? When I told you, I said, do you want to try to go to the Ignite Fort Collins?
Mm-hmm.
And then they just had one in September, so I'm not sure how often they're doing theirs, but I mean, that's two in this year already in a short span.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was curious.
I think it's almost seems, and this may be wrong, but it almost seems like some communities do it kind of like a club, you know, like the...
It seems like the Fort Collins
one. Toastmasters or something. Not that they do it that often or weekly, but it is a regular group that really enjoys, you know, like I said, it ignites. It's caught fire and people enjoy doing it and it draws enough people to.
And I think the one in Fort Collins is held at a bar. And then they have drinks and, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
So they,
from what it looks like, a lot of them are held in locations like that from watching the videos. Yeah. Which is great.
Small restaurants
small venues, but it brings a lot of people in. They can eat while they watch the presentation, you know, whatever. But
we should do one in Trader's Coffee.
There you go.
Ignite Traders.
You know what's great about it? I don't know if you've been there. The Ignite website.
Ignite Muggers.
For the people who want to get involved. It's neat because it can't just be thrown together. I think you're realizing that, right?
Oh,
it can't
of course.
Just be. It can't just be thrown together. So the chances... Well, you can't have competing groups trying to put one on. There's some rules and the way that it works, but you can go to the Ignite website and see what it takes to create your own Ignite event, Ignite-sponsored event. And it's cool. I mean, they have a lot of rules, and they give you a lot of great tips, like what time you should arrive and how you should start setting stuff up. And It's just
they do
incredible.
Recommend your venue has alcohol. That's yeah. one of their.
Oh, do they yeah. really? So that's one of the recommendations.
It is a very laid back. It is a cool website because I think a wedding planner should look at the Ignite plan and say, oh, you know, this is all great advice. Arrive early. Make sure that everything's comfortable. Make sure that all the doors are unlocked. You know, there's a lot of
it's
great.
It's definitely
stuff there.
Very casual. The,
yeah.
The one of the first ones I went to in Baltimore, folks were sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a sit down and listen and learn and. There was no formalities to it whatsoever, besides that those time constraints for the speaker.
Very cool. All right, 241-8801, extension 1. We have about 15 more minutes. You can ask any more computer questions if you'd like. Joe will co-opt the show if you want. He has a lot of questions. We're glad to help Joe, and Joe, you can call back anytime. But we know there's other people out there listening. There's got to be someone else out in the KFM audience. Yeah. That knows about Ignite or would be excited about figuring out how to participate, maybe as a volunteer, give Jody a call or give her a tweet and say, hey, I'm willing to help out. I'm really excited that you put together the online version to be able to participate online tomorrow for the first organizational meeting, because I'm hoping that I can do that, but it's right at that time at the end of the day. It depends on how the day goes. But that's very exciting. You can reach Jody at Wild Blue Bug on Twitter or at Ignite Vale. You're doing both those Twitters,
yes,
I'm assuming.
Yes, I am.
So you can get her on either way on Twitter or grab her online at ignitevale.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your website?
What's your main website?
What's your main
WildBlueBug.com.
WildBlueBug.com.
I came from Maryland as a professional photographer.
Okay.
But then my real job that gives me money, I actually do social media management.
Okay. Very good.
Oh, phone's ringing. Right. I bet you it's Joe. Are we going to take bets on it?
We're going to see if it's Joe. Hello, welcome to KFM. This is Rick and Adam and Jody. How can we help you?
Yes, this is Joe calling.
Hey, Joe. Hey,
yeah, we've got somebody else trying to call through, too.
So. That's okay. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, this should be an easy one for you. I heard you discuss something like this on one of your earlier podcasts that you and your buddy there did earlier. Anyway, on Microsoft Word, there is this Zoom feature where you can set the magnification. You can set it for 7,500, 150, or anything, any percent in between.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, on Microsoft Word, sure. Uh-huh.
Okay. For some reason, mine, by default, it comes up to 175, and it's too large for the screen. I want to drop it down. I can do it manually, but it won't stick.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you to our website, since we've got the phone ringing here, and if you go to helpmerick.com,
okay,
and then just type in the search engine. I'm going to do it right now, so I'm just going to type in Microsoft Word fix. So Microsoft Word fix. Let me make sure that worked, and it did. The number one item that you'll find there is correcting many Microsoft Word problems. And what's going on in your case is your default document template is not working the way it should. And by doing this little fix, it'll reset the template so that you can save the zoom percentage the way you want it.
Excellent. That's
all right.
What I'm after. Okay, I'll check it out. Thank you.
Microsoft Word fix.
Got it.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, 241-8801. I'm actually not doing bad on the board
today. Yeah,
you're
doing terrific. You should do it all the time.
No, I don't. I shouldn't. But,
I kind of pride myself in my sloppiness.
I did.
You remember to record.
I remember to record it,
very
so
good.
The podcast will be up later.
Excellent.
So that's very cool. So if you missed any of today's fabulous show with Jody and Adam coming in a little bit later, you'll be able to listen to it anytime, as many times as you like, just by going to the website. Okay, Ignite. A couple other quick things I wanted to ask Jody about Ignite. Well, now that I know that there's alcohol, so if you don't have it in a bar, I mean, you don't have to do it. You're not going to hire a bartender, are you?
I hope we don't have to hire one.
So are you going to plan on? Did you get a venue yet? I thought you announced you might have a venue.
No, well, no.
What did you announce?
Not yet. I'm seeking venues out. I'm taking a look at it. Like Adam said, it can be very.
Here we go. Let's talk about that then. Okay, you have millions of Castellini on Computer listeners right now, and they're dying for ways to help out with this. What do you recommend for them? What ways do you need help? You need a venue. We talked about that. You need a venue.
Well, we're having our very first committee meeting tomorrow. Okay. So basically everything.
Okay.
At this point, we need a venue. And once we have the venue, then we can select the date. We need to secure some sponsors. So if there's any cost associated with the venue, we'll have that. Or we want to be able to provide food, even if we have to just order pizza for everybody.
Okay.
And maybe offer them a drink coupon. Yeah. At least have the first drink free for everyone.
Cool.
And then part of the grant is we're going to be selling Ignite Vail merchandise. And I've actually teamed up with a local designer called Kind Design. And he made an awesome Ignite Vail custom shirt that isn't just the plain old.
I'm going to interrupt you just a second, Jody. We're going to take a quick phone call. Hello. Welcome to the Noontime Public Affairs with Rick and Adam.
Hi, Rick and Adam. This is Thomas over in Sweden.
Hey,
oh,
Thomas.
Are you? That is our this wonderful. Thomas has been with us for many years.
Oh,
we feel
cool.
like he's been with us.
We answered an email last week on the podcast.
That's right. And he even won a Castellini on Computers clock about 5 or 6 years ago, and he said it's still operational. Well, wow, good for you for calling. And look at that. He's calling long distance from Sweden. What technology are you using?
It comes in here via cable where the cable TV comes in, and there's a modem. And then I hook up a regular telephone to it.
Oh,
this costs about 6.5 cents a minute.
Oh, well, we'll make it quick then. Go for it.
No, that's okay.
We'll make sure you're 21
cents. What I want to do, I want to thank Rick in particular for the help in choosing a new firewall.
Okay, good. Right? Good. Which one
but
did you decide
after
on?
After listening to the Ignite business here, and if you need a bartender, I mean, let me know, you know.
That's good.
You'll be in the area sometime at the beginning of next year.
I'll try.
Well, do you know of any Ignites over in Switzerland?
Sweden.
Or Sweden, I mean. Sweden?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to look for one, definitely, absolutely.
And I'm sure if you haven't gone over already, go check out the website, and it's amazing to see some of the presentations that have been created in the last few years already.
Yeah, igniteshow.com.
Yeah, yeah, I've got it here. This thing that I can just click on here on the November 17th update from Castellini on computers. But what I wanted to do, you just had such a nice program. I wanted to be part of it for a couple of minutes.
Oh, fantastic.
Well,
I
don't think we've ever talked to Thomas. Did you maybe call us once before? But we usually get
emails
from
him. Yeah, once before I talked about open source or something. That was about like 4 years ago or something.
Very cool. Well, Thomas, we're so glad you kind of stuck with us as we've kind of gone off the weekly show and then done some podcasting and then kind of were quiet for a while, and now we're back on the radio once a month. So we appreciate you hanging around.
Okay. It was great to talk to you. Everybody keep keeping safe and being well over there, okay?
Thanks very much.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
That was cool.
And we know he's from Sweden because we had to actually ship a package to Sweden.
Yep.
And he always has a real long signature in his emails, and he's got all of his particulars there. And I think it's in latitude and longitude.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Now. But neat guy. He's been following us for a long time. It's kind of fun to do that. So I hope he finds something Ignite over there in Sweden.
I'm sure he will.
I hope I didn't
I know. You do that all the time.
I
get them mixed up, too.
I hope I don't offend if I say that.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
That European.
He knows we're
country.
Americans. He knows we don't know anything about geography.
But yeah. I do. I pride myself in my. I'm one of the Americans. And you do too. You're a geographer.
Oh, I know.
Guy.
If somebody said point to Sweden, I could point to Sweden. But if somebody.
How about Switzerland?
I could do both. But I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that when somebody says I'm from Switzerland. Give me 10 minutes and I forgot. I just remember it was the SW country and I don't know which one.
That's a big deal that you could point to it.
Oh, but you know what? I'll tell you, both Switzerland, from talking to people like Thomas, people from Switzerland and Sweden hate it because Americans do that all the time.
Yeah.
They could just confuse the two of them all the time.
Yeah, that was bad of me. Bad. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
You can tell us we're from whatever state you want. You can even think we're from Canada. We don't care.
241-8801, extension 1. We have a few more minutes if you have a quick question. Did you get any tweets during the show, Jody, about Ignite? Adam, did you get any questions?
I've been talking with Mr. Kettlewell on Twitter quite a bit.
He wants to create
nothing about
a hashtag.
Ignite. Yeah, he wants to create a hashtag for us, and that would be terrific as well.
That'd be kind of fun to see how many people would actually use it.
You know, we just have a few minutes left. I just wanted to mention that coming up on the next podcast, which might be a week from now, a little more than a week from now, we definitely will be addressing, because I know people have to be interested in this, but we will be addressing the new Facebook messaging system.
Okay.
We'll be talking about that. There was one other
thing. Have you looked at it yet?
I can't even figure out how to use it yet, but I haven't put any time in it. I've been working on school papers instead, but just the impact that it'll have, we'll talk about that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I've got a tweet here from Donna at DGS Morton on Twitter. And this is for our listeners, but also it'll apply to Jody. She says she uses Skitch for Mac, S-K-I-T-C-H for screen captures.
Oh, okay.
She said it's real good.
Cool.
So no video, just screen capture.
Right.
So thank you very much, Miss Donna.
She's
and
great.
And she's a lot of fun. She's very, very involved in the Twitter community for sure.
Yep.
All right. So that's all I have on Twitter. Do you have any Twitter questions?
No, nothing else other than, no,
now,
not much.
I don't know if you probably weren't listening when I talked about some news at the very, very top of the hour about Google Apps is now going to be natively editable on the Android, the iPhone, and the iPad.
Good.
So that's starting today, and they're rolling it out. So they said if you don't see it on your device right away, it will happen.
So you're
it's in the browser.
Google Docs and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, now, Google Docs you can manipulate a little bit on Android, but it's a funky
with an
format.
App, right?
No, it'll well, maybe, but if it is an app, it's something built in. It's
okay.
It doesn't seem like you have to install anything for it to work.
So that was something new, kind of attached today. And then the only other thing I mentioned news wise was that Apple made a big deal about getting the Beatles.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that too. If we have a couple minutes left, do you know why that's such a big deal?
Why?
Because now all these Beatles fans now have album art to go with their music on the iPod. Nobody's going to buy the Beatles. I mean,
no, Jody said she would.
Did you? Would you buy it on iTunes?
I so would.
Oh, okay.
She said she's a big iTuner.
Well, I love the Beatles.
Yeah.
It's just I've bought their CDs
three
times already. I can just rip their CDs to my
iPod.
That's what I've done. You know, I've ripped their CDs.
Don't you want the art?
Well, that's what the only thing that comes with that is the art. And
how
now
many
the
people
art,
use CoverFlow?
You know,
to look through
there
their
are
music.
Some people who are extremely anal that if they have a song that doesn't have an album art attached to it, but you don't have to buy the Beatles albums now to get the album art attached to it. That's a data. If you've ripped it from the CD, then the album art will get updated when you update your iPod. You don't need,
what a great feature.
Yeah, you don't even need to buy the buy the songs to get the album art. It's just now there's people excited, I think, because they finally have album art to go along with their with their music on their iPod.
That's funny. All right, well, I think, Adam, that unless you have anything major or you, Jody, I think we'll outgo with track 5 in our outro music.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Outgo or
track
outro.
Track 5 is one of my favorite tracks.
Okay, good.
Me too. I'm a little partial to track 6,
really?
Whatever that one is. But I appreciate you having me here
now,
today.
Now, if we're talking about combos, it's combo number 3 if I'm going to one of the fast food places. But when it's tracks, it's always
fine.
Well,
like a number 1 and a number 2 with rice.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Jody, thanks for stopping by. And Adam, thank you for remembering that she was going to be in town and the show was today.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Adam, I was telling Jody before the show that you started out as an intern / producer for me. So it was a good production moment for Adam.
That's the way it works.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back again next month here on KAFM on the third Wednesday. In the meantime, stay tuned and have a great Thanksgiving. And we'll talk with you soon.